I think in looking back, I would have to say that the period of my life that was most transformative was the year that I spent in Japan on a Japanese government scholarship in my third year of college. I was awarded a government scholarship to go study at the language division of a national university, and I actually extended, it was a year program, but I ended up spending a year and a half in Japan. And that was the first time that I'd been to Japan as an adult on my own. I'd spent every other summer in Japan growing up, but had always gone with my mother and my brother to visit my relatives. And this was my first time that I went to Japan to study and to sort of establish my own relationship to the culture. So I think that was very important for me.
What can you really take away from that year that has really helped you in your life?
Well, so first, I mean, you know, most simply, it was a chance for me to really solidify my Japanese language skills. So most of the Japanese that I'd had, sort of formal education, was at a Japanese weekend school in elementary school, and the Japanese that I got, sort of conversational Japanese, from talking to my mother, but I didn't have really any formalized training. So during the year that I was there, I really learned to sort of read and write at a proficient level, like as at an adult level. And so that was really important. And it was also a chance for me to study Japanese culture, history, and art history in depth. Because I think until then, like the year before I went to Japan, I had been given sort of an overview. But I think it's a very different experience of, you have a very different experience of the object that you're studying, like when you're not studying it through, like looking at, you know, just film clips or, you know, images on PowerPoint presentation. But for instance, in my case, with my interest in art, it was very different when I got to go see the objects themselves, sort of like in museum, and get a sense of like the weight and the shape and the colors. And I also got to, you know, try things on my own. So I made pottery and I studied flower arranging. So it was really that sort of hands-on approach and sort of the up close and sort of really engaging with Japanese art and culture directly, which really sort of changed the way that I felt about those things, because they began to seem much, I mean, they were real.
Valuable about your year in Japan?
I think what was most valuable was that until then I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but being there for that year and really immersing myself in the culture made me realize that I really wanted to continue my study of Japanese art and find some way to continue to move back and forth between Japan and the U.S. and really make Japan a big part of my life. And what was invaluable was the time that I got to spend really getting to know my family, and especially my grandmother, who at the time was in her 80s but lived to 102. And those are memories that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.